Good morning, we're continuing Chayyodim, Klal Tzamaches, Simon Chafal. If we're talking about the Lachos of Shemus, we mentioned that there's a Chiyab Geniza not only on the Shem Hashem, but even on Sifrei Kodesh, not only on Sifrei Kodesh, but even on a Pasuk, and not only on a Pasuk, but even on less than a Pasuk. We want to clarify that halacha, that that's only true if when you read the phrase which is there, It makes sense. It's giving off the message that the pasuk is supposed to give off. If, however, when you read it, it doesn't have a mashmos, which is intelligible, which makes sense. So then, there's no din of geniza on that phrase, even though the phrase is three words long. Let's say a person would quote the pasuk, write the words of the pasuk, but he has no intention to for limud haTorah for the pasuk itself. He's using it just as a way to sort of like a twist and a play on words, and a different usage. So his kavanah is not l'shem the pasuk b'chalal. So in that situation, there's no chiyav geniza. So some suggest that maybe we could say a kula when we write it in an invitation. Which those that phrase is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Since the person's kavanah is not l'shem the pasuk, it's just more to say that a beautiful way of saying that we should be in a state of simcha. So maybe that is acceptable. So now, in a case where that's clearly the intent, the person's kavanah is not for the pasuk, you just want to use it as a play on words or a melitza, a beautiful way of expressing himself. Arguably, that is enough to pater from the purpose of ganisa, and the person can rely on that. Let's say you change the order of the pasuk, the words, or you say change some of the actual words. So when it comes to a pasuk, that would be sufficient to relieve you from a chiyav geniza because you've changed the order of the words, or you've changed the actual words itself. You let some of the words out. You added words, or you changed the order of the words. Writing the words in the form of not a straight line, but let's say as a bow shape, is not sufficient to relieve you from a chiyuv of geniza. Writing the words in two different lines seems to be a machlokes amongst the modern poskim, whether that is sufficient or not. Putting a line between the words is not sufficient. Etc. So not everything is going to be sufficient. Now, when it comes to a quote from Chazal also has a chiyuv geniza, because it's as much as we said now, Torah Shabbat Peh is allowed to be written down for the purpose of limud. So that would be now mechayev a chiyuv geniza. Now, if the person changes some of the words, the quote is not perfect, but it's still giving over the message that Chazal wanted to give over with that concept. So that actually does not pater from a chiyuv geniza, as opposed to a pasuk where the quote has to be perfect. Over here, if a person gives over the exact idea of what Chazal is saying, if the words are slightly different, the person still would have a chiyuv geniza. Now, I just want to point out that this is all talking about when this is written by itself. If it's written as part of a sefer, and part of this Torah from a sefer, so any part of a sefer is chayv in geniza. We already mentioned even the pieces of little pieces of paper which are poked out through the drilling process for binding. So kal v'chomer a word is chayv in geniza. This is all talking about a case that all that was written was this quote or this phrase or this pasuk, etc. So that's what we're talking about, and that would have a chayv geniza. Now, if a person has a homework, you have quotes from Chazal based on what we're saying, or we have psukim which are quoted, and there seemed to be a chiyuv geniza on the homework. So together with newspapers and homework and those type of sheets that were given out, we many things seemingly could be require in the category of requiring geniza. And the question is, we need to clarify, do they actually need that or not? And Mr. Hashem, we will still clarify that in the upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.